أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with our looking at the profile of Prophet Musa عليه السلام, we stopped where the Bani Israel and Prophet Musa عليه السلام had been granted safety or najat from Fir'aun and his army by being able to cross the sea whilst Fir'aun and his followers were engulfed by the sea. Well, Prophet Musa alayhi salam had promised the Bani Israel a book of guidance from Allah. And on their journey to Philistine or Palestine, Allah commands Prophet Musa alayhi salam that once they left Egypt, he would bring them this divine book for their guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentions this in Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7, ayah 142. He says, وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى ثَلَاثِينَ لَيْلَةً وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِأَشْرٍ فَتَمَّ مِيقَاتُ رَبِّهِ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلًا. And we appointed with Musa a term of 30 nights and completed them with 10 more. So the appointed time of his Rabb was complete 40 nights. وَقَالَ مُوسَى, and Musa said, لِأَخِيهِ هَارُون, to his brother Harun, اِخْلُفْنِي فِي قَوْمِي وَأَصْلِحْ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Take my place amongst my people, represent me amongst my people, and act well, and do not follow the way of the mischief makers. Well, when Prophet Musa alayhi salam looks or was given the tablets of guidance, he looked at them and he said, Ya Rabbi, you have granted me a grace which you have not granted any other amongst all people. And this is really the explanation of ayah 144 of Surah Al-A'raf, when Allah says, قَالَ يَا مُوسَى, O Musa, إِنِّ اصْطَفَيْتُكَ عَلَى النَّاسِ بِرِسَالَاتِ وَبِكَلَامِ فَخُذْ مَا عَتَيْتُكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Surely I have chosen you above the people with my message and with my words, so take hold of what I give to you and be of the grateful ones. Which means be of those who follow this. Whenever we're grateful for something, it shows when we utilize what has been given to us. Now, while this was happening between Prophet Musa alayhi salam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst he was away, a man called Samiri had made a golden calf by collecting the gold from the people of Bani Israel. And it is said that with this calf, he took some dust that he had collected under the feet of the angel Jibrail, whom had seen the day Fir'aun drowned. And he sprinkled that dust on this calf, which gave the illusion that the calf was making sounds. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. He actually mentions this in Surah Al-A'raf. He says, وَاتَّخَذَ قَوْمُ مُوسَى مِنْ بَعْدِهِ مِنْ حُلِّيهِمْ عِجْلًا جَسَدًا لَهُ خُوَارٌ. And Musa's people made of their ornaments a calf after him, a mere body which sort of gave a mooing sound. أَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهُ لَا يُكَلِّمُهُمْ وَلَا يَحْدِيهِمْ سَبِيلًا. What could they not see? It did not speak to them nor guide them in any way. اتَّخَذُوهُ وَكَانُوا ظَالِمِينَ. They took it for worship and they were unjust. Now when Prophet Musa alayhi salam saw this, he was furious. Quran says, وَلَمَّا رَجَعُوا مُوسَى إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ غَضْبَانَ أَسِفًا. When Musa returned to his people, he was angry and he was in a state of violent grief. قَالَ بِئْسَ مَا خَلَفْتُمُونِي مِنْ بَعْدِ. He said, evil is that what you have done after me. أَعَجِلْتُمْ أَمْرَ رَبِّكُمْ. Did you turn away from the calling of your Rabb? وألقى ألواها وأخذ برأس أخيه يجره إليه. He threw down the tablets. He took hold of his brother by the head and called him. And he said, قال ابن أمة, O son of my mother, إن القوم استضعفوني وكادوا يقتلونني. Surely the people reckon me weak and had well, you know, they would have killed me, he says. فلا تشمت بالأعداء ولا تجعلني مع القوم الظالمين. Don't make the enemies rejoice over me and count me amongst the unjust people. Well, the people realized that they had gone astray. They said they were led astray by Samiri, And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it. He says, وَلَمَّا سُقِطَ فِي عَيْدِيهِمْ وَرَعَوْا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ ذَلُّوا. When they repented and saw that they had gone astray, قَالُوا, they said, لَإِنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْنَا رَبُّنَا وَيَغْفِرْ لَنَا لَنَكُونَنَّا مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. If our Rabb does not show mercy to us and does not forgive us, we shall certainly be of the losers. Well, the calf was melted down. It was then thrown into the sea. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah 152, وَلَمَّا سَقَطَ أَمْ مُوسَى الْغَذَبُ. When Musa's anger calmed down, أَخَذَ الْأَلْوَاحِ, he took up the tablets. وَفِي نُسْخَتِهَا هُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلَّذِينَ هُمْ لِرَبِّهِمْ يَرْحَمُونَ. And in the writing thereof was guidance and rahmah and mercy for those who fear for the sake of their Rabb. In other words, for those who are God conscious. Well, they continued their journey towards Palestine, and after a long journey, when they came near it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gives them the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this we can find in Surah Al-Ma'idah, that surah number 5, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ جَعَلَ فِيكُمْ أَنْبِيَاءَ وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكًا وَآتَاكُمْ مَا لَمْ يُعْطِ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. And when Musa said to his people, O my people, remember the favor of Allah upon you when he raised prophets amongst you and made you kings and gave you what he had not given to any other amongst the nations. So first there's a reminder of what they've been given. Incidentally, this is ayah 20. And then in ayah 21, Allah says, يَا قَوْمِ ادْخُلُوا الْأَرْضَ الْمُقَدَّسَةَ الَّتِي كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَلَا تَرْتَدُّوا وَلَا أَدْبَارِكُمْ فَتَنْقَلِبُوا خَاسِرِينَ. O my people, enter the holy land which Allah has prescribed for you, and do not turn on your backs, for then you will turn back losers. Well, they refused. They said, قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى. They said, O Musa, إِنَّ فِيهَا قَوْمًا جَبَّارِينَ. Surely there is a strong race in it. A strong race of people live there. وَإِنَّا لَنَدْخُلَهَا حَتَّى يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا. And we will on no account enter it until they go out from it. And then they say, فَإِنْ يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا فَإِنَّا دَاخِلُونَ. So if you get them out of it, then surely we will enter. Now despite Prophet Musa a.s. attempts to persuade them, they refused to move into Palestine. In fact, they turned out and they said, قالوا يا موسى أو موسى إلا ند إن لن ندخلها أبدا ما داموا فيها فذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إن هنا قائدون. موسى, we shall never enter it as long as they're in it. So you and your Rabb, you go in it, both of you fight, and we will wait here and sit down for you. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them that they would be victorious if they would go in. Well, as a result of their disobedience, the Bani Israel wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Allah says, قَالَ فَإِنَّهَا مُحَرَّمَةٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً. So it shall surely be forbidden to them for 40 years. يَتِيهُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. They shall wander about in the land. فَلَا تَعْصَ عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Do not grieve for a nation who transgresses. And during these 40 years, there was a new generation of stronger people who replaced the older demoralized ones. Prophet Musa a.s. and Prophet Harun a.s. had died, and we'll talk about their demise in a minute. But Yusha bin Nun, who was a successor of Prophet Musa a.s., then led the Bani Israel finally into Palestine. When the term of Prophet Musa's life was coming to an end, the angel of death came to him and says, As-salamu alayka ya kaleem Allah, peace be upon you, O one to whom Allah spoke. So, فَقَالَ مُوسَى. Musa says, wa alayka as-salamu man anta, peace be upon you too, who are you? He says, أَنَا مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ, I am the angel of death. And Musa says, قَالَ مَا الَّذِي جَاءَ بِكَ, what brought you here? And he said, جِعْتُ لِأَكْبِذَ رُوحَكَ, I have come to take your soul away. So Musa tells him, مِنْ أَيْنَ تَقْبِذُ رُوحِي, from where are you going to take my soul away? And the angel says, min famik, from your mouth. And Musa says, وَقَدْ قَلَّمْتُ رَبِّي جَلَّ جَلَالَهُ, how can you do that since I spoke to my Rabb from it? So the angel says, وَمِنْ يَدَيْكَ, then your hand. He said, كَيْفَ وَقَدْ حَمَلْتُ بِهِمَ التَّوْرَاتِ, how can you do that? Because I carry the Torah with it. The angel says, فَمِنْ رِجْلَيْكَ, from your feet. He says, كيف وقد وطئت بهما طور سيناء, it is How so, since I walked with these on Mount Sinai? And the angel says, "Famin aynayk, from your eyes." And Musa says, "Kayfa, how? Walam tazal ila rabbi bir rajai mamduda, how, since I've always been looking at my Rabb with hope?" And the angel says, "Through your ears." Famin udhunayk, he says, "Wakayfa, and how? Waqad sami'tu bihima kalam rabbi jalla wa azza, it is through these ears that I heard the words of my Rabb." It was then that Allah inspires the angel of death, and he tells the angel of death, "La taqbid ruhahu hatta yakuna huwa alladhi yuridu dhalik." Don't take away his soul till he is the one who asks you to do so. So the angel of death leaves him. Musa remains in the world for the time Allah has destined, and he calls upon Yusha ibn Nun, the executor of his last will, and asks him to keep the news of his death to himself. Now, Musa then left the people. Really, it took him back so much. He sort of went into some solitude. And as he was actually going into the wilderness to spend some time, he happened to pass by a man digging a grave. So Musa al-Islam asked him, "Shall I help you dig this grave?" And the man says, "Bala," yeah, he responded positively. So Musa helped him to dig it. And then Musa al-Islam lies down in the grave to see how it felt to be inside it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the veils from his eyes. فَقُشِفَ لَهُ عَنِ الْغِذَاءِ فَرَعَى مَكَانَهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ, and he saw his place in Jannah. فَقَالَ, immediately Musa says, "Ya Rabbi, اقْبِذْنِي إِلَيْكَ, take my soul to yourself. And it was then that Malikul Maut comes and takes his soul, and he was buried in the same grave that he helped to dig. In fact, we're told in our hadith that the man who Musa al-Islam had helped dig the grave was the angel of death himself, who had assumed a human form. And upon his death, a voice from the heaven was heard saying, "Mata Musa kalimullah, fa ayyu nafsin la tamut." Musa has died. Who does not die? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once told his companions, "Shall I inform you of the words which Musa al-Islam spoke when he crossed the sea with the children of Israel, or with the Bani Israel?" And they said, "Ya Rasulullah, please do so." And he said, Musa said, "Ya Rabbi, all praise is due to you. To you is our complaint, and from you do we seek help, and upon you do we rely. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. There is no power nor might except with Allah, the Exalted, the Great." Inshallah, we will continue with the profiles of the other prophets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent tomorrow.